I can see how Joe Rogan does it and just does 3-hour long podcasts.
Oh, yeah.
It's the easiest thing ever.
Well, if you got someone interesting across from you.
Oh, like, yeah.
What did you do this? What about that? Let me talk about myself.
Yeah, and also if they're a famous person. Like, if I was sitting in front of DMT, I would be asking him every question under the sun.
Or they just released a book and then you're like, oh.
Talk about the book.
Let me just talk about the subject.
Yeah.
It's so easy to ask someone, especially if you're interested in the person.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
And you're in a rich role.
Rich roll?
Yeah, not like getting rich rolled.
No, but what about Rick Roll?
Rick Ross?
Rick Ross?
None of those.
Okay. Rich roll. Is he a Tesla?
No, he has a podcast.
Oh, okay, never mind.
Anyway, he just interviews people that he's always looked up to.
And okay, because there's a guy
about this guy. Who's this? Like,
he's done like David Goggins and like a bunch of like big people like that.
Oh, gotcha. Okay. So you're there more for his guests.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, 100% the guests.
Gotcha. Because, well, there's a guy named Rich Rebuilds, who's also on the Joe Rogan podcast.
Oh, yeah.
He's a guy who fully rebuilt a Tesla from the ground up.
What?
Yeah. And it's interesting. What he did is he built the world's cheapest Tesla. So he got a waterlogged Tesla, so one that it was in a hurricane. Yeah, or something like that. And anyways, all the electronics were shot, right? Yeah. But the frame was still fine. And then he got a Tesla that was totaled, like physically totaled, but all the electronics were fine. Oh my gosh. And he took the electronics from that totaled one, moved them into the waterlogged one, and he ended up building the world's cheapest Tesla.
Yeah.
Wow. The world's first fully rebuilt showroom ready Tesla. Yeah. And it's kind of interesting because I think he said he did it for less than 20 grand or something. Like the whole thing was I don't know if it's exactly 20 grand, but it was something cheap
Yeah.
And, Tesla started increasing the prices of their wrecked Teslas.
Oh,
and like basically more people started doing this, and then he basically is responsible for the prices of totaled Teslas going up.
Wow.
Because you could build a Tesla for 20 grand if you were smart enough.
Yeah.
But now I think it costs way more than that to do it. Yeah. Now the wreckage itself costs 20 grand.
Yeah.
Gosh.
So it was kind of interesting.
That is interesting.
Anyways. Okay.
Start this.
Let's start this thing. Who's starting it?
Mitchell.
We've
gone around in a circle.
I started the last one.
Yay. Hello, everybody. Welcome back to the TMS Productions podcast. My name is Mitchell, and I'm here with Tommy.
Hello, hello.
And Steven.
Hello.
The TMS gang. And today, we thought we would do a Q&A. So we put on our Instagram story asking if you guys wanted to know anything and if you had any questions. So we're going to go there, answer some of those questions, as well as we have some audio messages that you guys have left us. And if you want to leave an audio message in the future, maybe ask us a question for a future episode, you can do that through the Anchor app, as well as I think it's in the show notes of most podcasts, depending on where you're listening to this.
Yeah.
The voice messages are really nice because we get to hear you. So yeah, you can get a little bit of interaction too.
Exactly. So we can see who kind of listens to this podcast.
Yeah. So I think without further ado, we're just going to get right into it. The first question here, we're going to start off with the audio messages. We only have two of them today. The first one here is from Nick, and Nick asks,
what was your best and worst video to film and edit?
Best and worst video to film and edit.
Oh, wow. I mean, I have one right away for worst, I think.
Yeah, let's start with worst.
Yeah.
So which worst one are you going to say?
I would say I think our worst ever was, it's called like, I sold my iPhone 4 during Out of 52.
Yeah. So it was like, I think this is like one of our like early episodes, like 3, 4, like three, four or five.
Yeah, but please don't watch that video.
Yeah, it's a really bad video. But basically I guess the whole backstory for that video is we were looking for video ideas. We had kind of already done the ones we had thought of already.
The three
that we had thought of already, and we needed content. So sure enough, Steven was trying to sell our mom's old iPhone 4 on Facebook Marketplace.
Yeah.
And you got a text message from someone saying, hey, I'll give you, and I think he listed it for what, $200, not even?
Yeah,
something super cheap. And some guy said, hey, I'll offer you $700 for it. And Steven's like, oh, sweet. Turns out at the end of the day, it ended up being a scammer. So the scammer was going to send you $700 and then, but actually, like, make it look like they sent you $1,300 and then get you to send the remainder back.
Yes.
So it's one of those good old switcheroos there.
Yeah.
Well, that video, I mean, I really hate that video because that was one of those videos that we obviously didn't catch everything as it happened.
But right? Yeah, it's funny because we were like, this was happening like live in real life. And we're like, this would be a great YouTube video because we had just seen James Veitch.
Yes.
He does this series where he replies to spam emails.
Mm-hmm.
It's a really funny TED talk. If you want to go look it up, search up James Veitch spam emails on YouTube.
I think it has like 20 million views, but really entertaining video. And we're like, we can make a video like that. That'd be awesome, right? It'd be so entertaining and so funny. And then, but the only thing is that because we weren't capturing it live, the whole, it kind of crumbled because then we had to do some acting.
Yeah, well, that was one of those things where we kind of, yeah, we didn't capture it live. So we had to act in our own video, which just never is as good
at acting at all.
Yeah, exactly. And the whole thing kind of flopped in a way, but it was one of those things, that was one of those things where we kind of realized you can't turn every idea you get into a video idea.
Yeah, that was a big learning moment for us because we were thinking literally anything that happens in our lives, we can turn that into a video.
Yeah,
yeah, exactly. That was not the case because that was not a great video.
What about the best?
The best?
I guess we could each say your own favorite because that's kind of like a...
Okay, yeah, I just got to look here and see what my favorite is. I can start. I can say that, I mean, this is a classic one, but one of the ones that I've really liked is just the legend of TMS Productions.
That was mine.
The final out of 52 episode, because it was just such a perfect ending, because it was like a summary of what had happened, but also kind of a grandiose, like...
Yeah, it was a nice bookender to the whole series.
Exactly.
That was
exactly.
I'm going to go next. Sorry. I'm going to cut.
No, all good.
I was going to say my favorite to film was probably Headed West.
Mm.
Just because we got to go do a ton of traveling for that one. We were on the road and it was a ton of fun. We did it with Aiden Robbins. So we went out there, filmed this over a week. We filmed this POV travel film, and that was a lot of fun to film.
Not necessarily our most
favorite to edit, but
yeah, that was a hard edit.
Bit of a slog to edit that one.
It was a 18 hour export for a 4 minute long video.
Yeah. Because we wanted top notch quality. And then it's funny cause we had 1300 gigs of 1.3 terabytes of footage we had to edit through.
Yeah.
So it was a pain to edit. And also it's funny cause when I was exporting that video, we were going to launch it on April 21st or something. And like the night before we're like, oh, perfect. It's done. Let's start exporting. And then, so I hit export on it and I have some pretty good settings in terms of exports. And, it quotes me like 15 hours to export it. And I was like, oh, okay, great. Yeah. and then we're like, okay, well let's see what happens and we'll just wait it out. Sure enough, it was supposed to be done. It was scheduled to be done around like, I think it was like 4 or 5 in the morning.
Yeah, I remember you setting an alarm.
Yeah, so I set an alarm so that what I could do is because I knew this would take a while to upload as well. So basically I could wake up at 4 or 5 in the morning, start the upload so that it would actually be posted at some reasonable time in the early morning.
Yeah, like 9 a.m.
9 a.m. of April 21st or whatever it was going to be. Cause we had hyped up this big launch of like 9 a.m. April 21st. It's going to happen.
Countdowns and everything.
Yeah, exactly. Sure enough, when the export had finished and it was like, I think it was like 70 gigs or something like that for the video. Gosh. But the thing about YouTube, you can upload a file of any size. It's just going to compress it down to basically nothing after. It's interesting because I realized after we'd exported, I watched the first couple of seconds, I forgot to include the first second of the video because I had my in and out point set for the whole comp and it was missing the first second of the video, which was the whole entire Epidemic Sound like title.
The whole like sponsor for the entire video.
It says sponsored by Epidemic Sound, this whole thing that we needed to have in there. And I realized I just spent 18 hours and exported this video without the sponsors in it. And I'm like, oh dear. So what I had done is I then took the video, threw it back into Premiere, threw the sponsor at the beginning and just re-exported the export, which is something you shouldn't necessarily do. And I probably lost a bit of quality there, but at the end of the day, uploaded it. No one cared and it was fine.
Exactly.
So, and I think we did get it up on time. So that was pretty good.
I was just going to say real quick, my most fun to film, I think, is a tie. I'm going to throw it way back.
Okay.
The first POV video, that was really fun.
That one was fun.
And as well, the GTA video. We made this whole like GTA in real life. Those were fun because we weren't very good. Like we didn't really know what we were doing and we didn't really care that much. We just wanted to have fun and film. So those were just fun because they were just really pure and we just did a bunch of crazy things and got a bunch of our friends involved. And it was honestly more just like a big hangout the entire time.
Yeah. That was a lot of fun. I love that GTA one. At the end watching that, I was like, oh, we did good.
I rewatched it the other day and I was like,
that's same.
Pretty impressive for how we pulled that off.
Exactly.
Anyway,
some cool cars.
And the budget for that was absolutely nothing. Nope. It was $0.
We just borrowed people's. We had a cool like vintage car. We had, some other like our
fake
dad's
guns.
Fake guns.
Well, the funny thing is that we were doing that in high school, and
the kind of incentive for people to kind of help us out is that there's a guy whose dad owned a nice classic car, but if he helped us for filming that video, he could use that as credit in the class.
Oh yeah, yeah, that's how it works.
So then that's why he was because we were tight with Mr. Dirksen, who was the teacher who we talked about on this podcast before. Yeah, he's like, oh, if you guys, his name is Drew. He's like, Drew, if you help out TMS with their video, I'll give you credit for that.
So good.
And then Drew was like, hell yeah, because I just get to go and hang out, and we were all kind of friends. And, yeah. Like. And then
of our friends 100%
exactly. So they get to go hang out, have a nice kind of a fun day of filming.
Yeah.
And then he gets credit for the course and everything.
And then in the class, you didn't have to do anything.
Exactly.
It's the best.
So that was
because we're editing the video at home or whatever. They're helping.
Like, exactly.
Come on.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. So that was pretty good. Let's move on to the next one because I'm.
Yeah, it was a long answer.
That was a long answer. That was a long one. We should. Yeah. Okay. So next one. This is a long question, but we'll get into it here.
Hey guys, I've been a fan and subscriber for about 2 years now. It's really exciting to see your guys' growth and, throughout the couple years that I've been following you guys, and now you guys have started a podcast, so now I have something new to listen to whenever you guys release an episode. So my question is, going back about a year, maybe a year and a half ago or something, you guys started releasing what was supposed to be a 3-part series of videos based on the business beginner stuff for people starting off and how to make money with your camera. And the last part, which was supposed to be about like contracts and invoicing and quotations and stuff like that, was never released. What happened? Thank you. Bye.
That is an excellent question.
Thank you, Simi, for sending that one over. That is an excellent question and rather specific, might I add, but we'll get into it.
Well, pretty much the answer to that, the nice, quick, and simple answer is we bit off more than we could chew.
Yeah.
Because that was one of those things where we had kind of a big spurt of motivation to go out and like film extra videos per week.
That was during Out of 52. Mm-hmm. And we were doing our allotted one video a week. And we're like, hey, if we want to be successful here, we need to upload more than once a week. So we're like, what if we start doing like 2 videos a week? And we're like, yeah, sure. Sounds good. Right. Yep. We're all hyped to do it and all motivated. So we did that. We were like, okay, what are we going to do? And then we're like, let's do this, start off with this business series. And I think we'd gotten 2 episodes in and then we'd realize, this is a lot of work and we don't have time to actually do these videos, as well as like, it was one of those things where we'd posted the first ones and they kind of were flopping at the moment. Like they weren't doing too hot. So we were kind of like, I don't know if it's worth it to do the third. And, then
by the time we actually, cause we kind of put a pause on that. By the time we actually got around to making the third, we kind of realized like that isn't necessarily the direction we want our content to go, like hardcore strict tutorials about that kind of stuff. Yeah. So we just kind of put the whole thing on ice and
hoping no one would notice, and sure enough someone noticed.
So we're sorry about that. If you were
he's been waiting years for it.
I know. Yeah. So I'm sorry, it's probably never gonna come, but thank you for your interest in our series.
Okay,
I think that's it for our audio messages. Again, if you want to give us another one, send us your own audio message for future episodes that we can answer, go to the Anchor app, or I think there's a link in the show notes so you can go check that out too.
Yeah,
we're gonna move on to Instagram questions now. These are from our Instagram story. So also if you want to submit questions for the next episode or a future episode, it's TMSProductions_ on Instagram.
Yeah. There's quite a few questions here. So I'm just going through them, but there's quite a few questions talking about the DJI FPV drone.
Yes.
I mean, I said a little bit of a snippet in the last video about what I thought about that thing. I'm just going to reiterate here, which is we aren't getting one.
Yeah.
Because I don't exactly find it that great.
Yeah, it's honestly not the it's good for beginners if you're very new to like FPV, but if you're already kind of experienced with FPV, I wouldn't recommend it.
And after looking at it, I'm going to be completely honest, the video quality that you get out of thing isn't anything stellar. It's pretty much an iPhone camera on a drone.
Yeah.
Something I saw actually recently was Sam Colder put on a story that he attached a GoPro to his DJI FPV drone.
Yeah.
And I was thinking the exact reason was probably because of the video quality.
Yeah.
So, I mean, that's basically it. We won't be getting one because DJI hasn't reached out to give us one, and I'm not going to go out and buy one.
Yeah. Okay. Here's a question that I like. Someone asked, is Sony worth it? I would say yes.
Yes, it is. Absolutely.
To be honest, before buying are Sony's. I was like, you know what? Sony isn't the way to go. Like, I just didn't like it for some reason. I just wasn't a fan of Sony.
Yeah.
I was like, Canon would be so cool. And then Canon started coming out with their R5 and R6, and they weren't that. Well, they were cool on paper, but in practice, they were, everyone probably knows this, but they had their overheating issues, and those were all deal breakers.
Exactly. Yeah.
So when you can't use your camera when you need it most, that's kind of an issue. So anyway, Sony had come out with their Sony A7S III, and we were like, this is perfect.
It's literally the perfect camera.
Yeah, so good.
So honestly. I am very pleased with choosing the Sony A7S III. I like everything about it. The only thing that I wish, I wish was a little bit better is just the megapixels of the sensors, of the sensor for photos. Cause it's a 12 megapixel sensor, which in terms of professional DSLRs is rather low. I was hoping maybe like 22, 24.
Yeah.
I know the R5 has a 50 megapixel sensor,
But it's also, crazy. it's like a double-edged sword here because the A7S III has outstanding low light, but the only way you're able to get that is because of the low megapixel count. So if you bring that up, you get worse low light. So you kind of have either one or the other.
Yeah.
I'd probably like to have the low light over the high megapixel
count. And also for what we use it for with Instagram. Instagram is like on the Instagram on your feed, or like photos on your feed on Instagram are 1 megapixel. Meaning if you take a 12 megapixel photo, it's going to just get down-resed to 1 megapixel and you're going to be fine. So for what we use it for, we don't blow up a ton of our photos. That's fine.
Yeah, I was going to say, it's the first camera that I've ever had where I don't feel limited by it. Like, I'm not like, oh, I can't throw it on autofocus when I'm talking to it because it's just going to miss the entire time. Like, I feel confident in the autofocus. I can shoot in basically any lighting condition, has a flip-out screen, and the shots always look nice.
Yeah.
So it's really freeing to have something that you can rely on.
Yeah, it's also our first full-frame camera, which is really nice because that gives you just that full-frame look, which is always very desirable. So. Yeah.
Next question. I have this one here I thought was kind of funny, or interesting, rather. Someone just said, thoughts about Tesla? I would love a Tesla.
Sure.
Yeah?
Why not?
Which Tesla would you get?
Yeah, what Tommy, which one would you get?
I would probably get... That's a good question. Maybe the 3.
Yeah,
okay. Maybe. That's pretty good.
I'm thinking like practical. I mean, if I was going to get one in the near future... Probably the 3.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I put a deposit in for the Cybertruck.
Oh,
I
mean, right.
the big kind of contingency here is whether I make enough money to afford it when it becomes available.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. I did the same thing and I put in my, because you have to choose which one you want, right? When you put the deposit in. I think I put my deposit in for the top of the line.
Oh boy.
Like the tri-motor, like the max range.
Swinging for the fence.
Yeah. Literally. I'm like, hey, if it happens, great. Yeah. But if it doesn't, no big deal. You can get your deposit back.
Do you guys like the design of the Cybertruck?
I like it.
Now
I do now.
Yeah,
I didn't when it first.
I'd want to see it in person.
Yeah. Same, oh, sure. That's a big thing. Yeah. But I think, yeah, it'll be interesting. It'll basically turn trucks into like a designer objects. Mm-hmm. Like a, I mean, it'll be like a designer vehicle.
Yeah.
So, yeah. I'm very intrigued by our. Yeah. I'm very intrigued what it's actually going to look like in real life. But I am. I would, if I could get one, it would probably be the Cybertruck as well. So
I would go for the Tesla semi truck.
Yeah. Oh. Park that guy in the driveway.
Exactly. Just the cab though. No trailer.
So wait, this is another question that loops back quickly to the first question that we asked. Is someone says, do you actually have 3 A7S IIIs? And the answer is yes, we do.
Yeah.
That was quite a hefty bill. Yes, quite a hefty bill. Cause then we also got 3 kit lenses too, which are the Sigma 24 to 70s.
Yeah.
So all in, it was quite a big bill, but yes, we do have 3.
So there's a common reoccurring question here, which is one that, I mean, everybody gets asked, but what's the best beginner camera? It's like one of those questions that always comes up. I mean, the most generic, like the most cliche response, but it is 100% true, is whatever camera you have.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think there's any golden camera that someone would choose as like, that's the best beginner one. You have to get this. This is the best one. It's like when you're starting out, literally use whatever you have. You have a phone in your pocket. Everyone says this. I sound so cliche, but you have a phone in your pocket or your mom has a point and shoot or your sister has a little camcorder. It doesn't matter. Just get your hands on it and start. And then you'll actually realize if you actually like it first off. Mm-hmm. And then once you start getting into it, start doing it a bit more, then it'll actually be more worth it to invest a bit more money into in terms of like, I don't know, say getting something a little bit better in say probably the $500 to $700 range.
For me, I found the best camera for me, I would say, if you're really trying to get into photography, is like any low-level DSLR, yeah, because as soon as you can start using manual mode and adjusting your aperture, shutter speed, and ISO.
And also, like, separate lenses.
Separate lenses, then you can really learn, and that's when you get to know the basics and fundamental of video and photography.
Yeah, that's...
For anyone wondering, our first DSLR was the Canon SL1, which you can get for, like, around $200 right now.
Yeah, and, but yeah, anything like a Canon T3i, T7i, any of the T-series Canon DSLRs, you'd be perfect.
Oh, yeah.
The video is actually quite good in those cameras.
Oh yeah, you can get away with that. Someone asked here, are you all brothers?
No.
No.
No. Steven and I are twins. We're identical twins.
I hope you guys would know that by now.
Yeah. I know. He must be new. But
the amount of comments I see where it's like, you cloned yourself the entire video?
Yeah.
Like, why?
The dedication. So Steven and I are twins. Tommy is just a friend that looks remarkably similar. Yep. So I've said that line a couple times.
It's like a catchphrase.
What was the first camera you bought?
I didn't buy it, but I got a GoPro Hero 3 White from my parents for Christmas. Yeah. And that was pretty sweet.
Yeah. First camera I bought was probably the Canon SL1 that we got.
Nice.
So because before that I had ones from Christmas and stuff.
Because I kind of started a Canon SL1 epidemic because I bought one and then Steven and Mitch bought one. And their other brother bought one. Their dad bought one. And then one of our close friends bought one.
Yeah, so you were responsible for six people
buying. And then Mitch bought one. Oh no, you sold yours to your girlfriend. And then I bought one for my girlfriend. Yeah. So there was like seven or eight.
You should have gotten referrals for this.
I know. Canon, please pay me.
There's this one here. Premiere Pro or DaVinci Resolve?
That's an age-old question.
That's a classic question.
I would just say it depends on what you're editing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, because we've adopted DaVinci Resolve for all of our YouTube editing.
Yeah.
And stuff that you need quick turnaround. Because we found compared to between Premiere and DaVinci, DaVinci is really fast. Like you can be really fast and it is also way more stable. But we found that with the effects and also kind of like the more nitty gritty, once you really get into it, Premiere, you can be a lot more creative because you can layer effects on top of other ones and really create dynamic. And there's also a lot more plugins for Premiere. Like if someone makes a plugin, it's probably going to be either for Premiere or Final Cut or one of those two. It's not common that you find plugins for Resolve. So
my dream would be, because there's like a cut page in DaVinci, which is really nice for quickly going through all your footage and getting the selects. So you'd have that plus Premiere's editing for just basically layered editing and all the effects. Yeah. And then DaVinci's coloring.
Yeah.
And then also have After Effects, because they're like After Effects way more
than Fusion. I do say After Effects is substantially better than Fusion, just because it's a lot easier to, it's a lot more intuitive to understand how it works.
Than their node system
I mean, we could be totally wrong because we're just so beginner, but it's one of those things that, I mean, it's nice to get into when you're a beginner because you can really understand the layer effect.
It's super important to note though that you can get DaVinci for free, like a really good version of DaVinci for free when you start. Premiere, you're paying like, what is it? Like
If you get the whole suite, you're paying $50 a month.
Exactly. So I would say anyone who's looking to edit, DaVinci is very easy to understand it's free to start.
Because that's called DaVinci Resolve. Then the full version is called DaVinci Resolve Studio.
Yeah.
The only difference between the two is that the free version just doesn't have as many effects. If you're not the person who wants to go in and use like a glow or use like a VHS overlay effect, like that's built into DaVinci.
Yeah. You can definitely go and get one off YouTube if you want.
Exactly. But they have some of them built in DaVinci, but you just can't use those unless you get the full version.
Yeah.
Another question here. Someone says, what is your favorite movies or favorite movie? And what is your favorite TV show?
Okay. We each got to go.
Okay. Yep. Steven,
Steven started.
Oh my goodness. I didn't think I was going to put
you on the spot here.
Favorite movie. I've said this before. The Social Network.
Great.
One about Mark Zuckerberg. It is such a good, I mean, it's one of those things that you see and you're like, wow, you're such a nerd if you like that movie, but it's such a good and like such a, I mean, it just makes you, I don't know what to say about it. It's just good.
Yeah, it is good. I like those business, the story, like ones where they take a real life event, but they kind of remake it.
Mm-hmm.
And then they kind of dramatize
it. Edward Snowden one was really good. I don't know if you saw that one.
I couldn't get through that. I found that one a little boring.
Oh really?
To be honest.
I watched it on a plane though. I was half asleep.
Well, it was also, I think it's like a 2.5 or 3 hour long movie. Like it's a long movie, that one.
Mm-hmm.
And so I couldn't sit through it cause I just found it like quite
hard to get through.
Yeah.
It was quite technical.
What about your favorite TV show?
Favorite TV show? I don't even know what to say for that. I could sound like the most like Gen Z ever and say Outer Banks.
Oh yeah.
So good.
It's a great show.
I hope it doesn't go the way of Riverdale. If you know that show, it just quickly, that one went off a cliff.
Yeah. First episode of Riverdale is great. Second episode was
It's okay. The first season was great. Cause they had the whole storyline thought out.
That's what I meant.
And then as soon as they got to the second season, they knew that it was going to be a smash hit, but they had no idea what they want to do for the rest of the series.
Have you seen the trailer for the latest season?
Of no, what?
Like Archie goes to war.
What?
What? And like Jughead.
Yes, he totally falls off the rails.
I was like, Archie's going to war. What's happening?
Well, the thing that really ruins so it too weird. For me is that it's a bunch of like 26, 27 year olds playing people who are in grade 11.
Yeah.
Like 16, 17 year olds.
Yeah. You're not graduating.
Well, that's the same with Outer Banks. They're like, John B, I think in real life is 27, 28, and he's playing someone who's supposed to be 16 or 17. Mm-hmm. And it's really, you're right. I hope it doesn't go the way of Riverdale and kind of fall off the rails, but I like that one too.
Tommy, favorite movie and favorite TV show?
I mean, I have like four favorite movies, but I'll only say two.
sure. Okay.
I gotta go Inception.
Grand Budapest? Okay.
Yeah, exactly. Inception. Yes. That is just a classic Christopher Nolan. If anyone hasn't seen it, I recommend
I need to rewatch it. That. I haven't seen that. I've seen it, but like years and years ago. So I kind of forget it.
Yeah. Inception. And then, like Steven said, Grand Budapest Hotel. Wes Anderson.
Yeah.
You know, it's a very film kid answer, but
that is
amazing movie. And then TV show. I have a lot of favorites, but probably the one that I enjoyed the most, Avatar, The Last Airbender.
Like the cartoon?
Yes.
Did you watch that recently?
I watched it twice. So I watched it last year and then like maybe 5 months ago.
It's interesting because people like now are getting into that show.
It's amazing. Like,
really?
Oh my
God. Is that the animated one? I used to watch it when I was like, what? Like 7 or 8? When it was actually on TV. I used to watch the odd episode and I was like, it's kind of good, but I never got into the story of it or like the whole series of it.
I probably didn't even understand what was going on.
Yeah, probably.
I would check it out. Like the first bit, you're like, this is a kid's show. This is stupid. But then you get into it and you're like, okay. They were onto something.
I know a couple people who have gotten into it recently.
Oh, yeah.
And I was really like, interesting. Good. I wouldn't have taken that as
it's on Netflix, so.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Okay, my turn. I would say favorite movie. I can't really nail it down necessarily, but one that I really enjoyed was Shawshank Redemption. This is like
one of the best.
I think the number one movie on IMDb as well. A very film kid answer as well. But a very good movie if you haven't seen it already. I've rewatched it probably 3 times now. Also, another movie that I enjoyed that I watched just recently was Captain Phillips.
Mm-hmm.
I forgot how good that movie was. That one, it's also very intense.
Oh, I was just thinking.
So, I watched that and I was like, oh, that's very like I was like on edge pretty much most of the time.
Yeah. Yep. TV show
and favorite TV show, I would say The Office. How did I forget that one?
Office is obviously
like, I've rewatched The Office probably 3 times now. Yeah. It's so just, I don't know. It's a classic.
It's one of those things where you watch it like even the 8th time and you still notice a joke slightly different.
Oh yeah.
And it just like totally
still entertaining.
It's still entertaining.
I have such a vivid memory because my parents watched it on TV as it came out.
Oh really?
Back in like the mid 2000s. And I remember I'd watch it with them and they'd be all laugh and they'd laugh at something and they'd be like, what? And they'd be like, oh, adult humor.
Yeah.
And I'm watching it now. I'm like, yeah, obviously I didn't get it.
Yeah. It's funny. So for us in Canada, The Office is still on Netflix and in the US it's not, they've taken it off.
That
because
sucks.
In the US they have Peacock, which is NBC's new streaming service like Netflix, which they then moved The Office from Netflix because And Netflix would license it from NBC to have it on Netflix.
Right.
But they then revoked that license. So now it's The Office is all on Peacock.
Oh, that sucks.
So if you want to go watch it, you have to go there. And it's one of those. But you can still watch it in Canada. And I heard the statistic that apparently The Office on Netflix, before it was taken off in the States, was getting more traffic for each episode the whole series of The Office was getting more traffic than every other piece of content on Netflix combined.
What?
Yeah.
Jesus.
Yeah. That's a big hit. That's a big hit.
And I was like, if it's just, I heard this. I don't know how true it is, but if it's true, that's ridiculous.
That's insane.
Like one show is getting more traffic than everything else.
Wow.
Yeah. That was a long answer.
Yeah. No, I was going to say, wait, this is just a little sidebar here. Did you guys watch Lost? I feel like you both did.
I did.
That was like early our friendship. I think we were all watching Lost.
Yeah.
I watched most of it, enjoyed the first little bit of it, and then
near season like five.
Yeah, well, how many seasons are there?
Well, the island starts six. Traveling through time.
Yeah,
that's
yeah.
When I lost interest.
Yeah,
oh.
That's when I lost interest. And then I think I forced myself to finish the final yeah. season. And I remember the last episode was a 2-hour long episode. I literally forced myself to sit there and watch it, but I was not enjoying it at all.
The black smoke. Remember yeah, all that? Exactly. Anyway, that like was totally
the first
topic.
couple seasons were great. Yeah. Last couple seasons were not.
I'm curious to watch it again. It'd be interesting.
Yeah.
This is a good question. If you had to pick one camera and lens for the rest of your life, what would you choose?
Red Epic.
Sony a7S3 with a 24-70 Sigma.
Yeah, literally, I would do the Sony a7S4 once it comes out. It's probably
perfect. Unreleased.
But no, I would honestly say Sony a7S3 as well. Yeah.
After I think about it, there's no, even if I had nothing but money, there's no camera I would choose over the Sony a7S III.
Maybe that new, what's the brand new Sony?
The FX3?
Or no, there's a Sony A1.
A1?
Well, that's the 8K that's one. The 8K I still one. I wouldn't get that.
It sounds like it might be too.
The only thing about the Sony A1 is that the only thing that sucks about it is it doesn't have a flip out screen.
Oh, no.
Exactly. No. Right? Like it's such a deal breaker, even though it records 8K up to, I forget what frames, but I think it's higher than 30.
Wow.
And then it has all the specs of the A7S III plus more, and it's like a better camera yeah. altogether.
Higher megapixels.
I think it has yeah. like a 40 or 50 megapixel yeah. sensor. So like perfect, but it just doesn't have yeah. a flip out screen. What were you thinking, Sony?
Yeah, I can definitely see the rationale behind it, which is it's more of a studio camera. Mm-hmm. Like they have ports in there for like automatic trigger, like remote trigger and stuff. And it's yeah. full size HDMI and all that kind of
designed
stuff.
Designed for a second monitor.
Yeah, it's designed to live on a tripod
yeah.
in a studio. So it's not, I mean, it makes sense because you would never need a flip out screen in a studio.
Yeah.
Because you have a, but I mean, even if I had unlimited amounts of money, I still wouldn't choose any other camera. Because I mean, some people would say like, oh, Red Epic or
oh, no.
like Red Monstro yeah, yeah. 8K VistaVision sensor, that whole thing. After we've used a Red once,
yeah.
which is we've had a friend who had a Red yep. and they let us borrow it. But to be honest, I don't really like it that much.
It's such a slow workflow.
Such a hassle. Goes like, through battery so quick.
Exactly.
Yeah, and it's a big camera too. There's
you gotta bring pelican cases.
Exactly. Yeah. There's yeah. zero running gun.
No autofocus. Yeah. Like there, it's, I mean, the image is phenomenal, but it's almost not worth it in a sense when it's absolutely such a not. Hard tool to use.
Yeah.
It just gets in the way.
Yeah.
And especially for the type of filmmaking that we do, which is more run and gun. We want to get stuff quickly, but still have it look great. I mean, it's not really worth it. And it's also incredibly expensive.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, wait, lens. What about lenses though?
I just like the classic 24-70.
It
covers all the range. It's wide enough and it's tight enough that you can get most yeah. things. Yeah. I wouldn't necessarily choose like 70-200 because then that limits you for wide stuff.
I guess you could do like a 24-105, but I don't really have experience with that.
Well, those are only coming like F4.
Right. I would go 24-70. Keep it basic. Yeah,
if only somebody could create a lens that was like 14-300 F1.2 that and was it's, tack sharp.
Yeah, the entire way.
Yeah.
You'd make a lot of money.
With hard stops for focus.
There's a hole in the market there. Steve.
And all internal zoom.
Get crafted.
And a 58mm lens opening.
And it's a pancake lens.
And it's less than half a pound.
Yeah, I mean,
a pancake lens. Just hit me.
A lens and it costs $50.
Wow.
A lens like that could exist, but it would be the size of a semi truck.
Yeah.
It would be huge.
Yeah.
Yeah. Here's a question, okay, actually, that I have somewhat of an answer to. Someone asked, how can I promote my content / get more views on my content? And I mean, the tried and true method, which is, I mean, cliche as ever, is just consistency. That's yeah. the only word.
We're bringing nothing new in this podcast.
I know. I'm sorry. No, but it's just, it's so true. I mean, because we had a friend who just recently started posting more content to YouTube and they posted a video and they're like, it's not doing that great. And they asked us, how do I get more views on it? And I'm like, the only way to do it is just to post more.
Yeah.
Like you can't expect to go from nothing, post one video and have it just take off yeah. unless it's just this one in a million video that just hits the algorithm just right. And it just gets taken.
Like Elliot Choi, right?
Yeah. Like one of his first videos just blew up and just take it yeah. off. Another big thing, which to keep in mind when you're making, especially content for YouTube, is make it searchable. Like, yeah. vlogs are a hard thing to make searchable. You need to kind of like, that's why stuff like explaining videos and stuff where they
how-tos
and stuff where people kind of teach you things, especially like tutorials and stuff. That's why those do so well, is because
they're searchable. So someone can search up this, this, and this.
Yeah. Like, or like a hot topic or like a new piece of equipment or something like that does really well.
That's the extra other kind of bit of tip we could give you. But if you just want to build an audience and kind of get more stuff consistently, more views consistently, it's just consistency.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, just keep on making more so people can come back and actually see more than one thing. Oh, a video or a question here is, what's the most awkward moment you've been in because of shooting?
Oh boy.
Oh, I got to think about this one.
Oh,
yeah.
It's going to be silent for a bit.
we'll cut this out.
Okay. What, the one I can think of that was horrendously awkward was this group of high level executive.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Yeah.
Business people. We're not going to say any names or anything, but, they wanted us to make a video for them.
Yeah. It was sort of a political thing that was happening, and they want us to record this this political event that was going on. It was a live event.
Yeah.
So they wanted us to come for a meeting before the event to kind of coordinate and figure out and plan how we're going to film this thing. And it was in this nice house up in the hills.
Mansion,
or whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah, so we drive up there and we get to the front door.
Oh, and we were under the assumption, by the way, that it would be like us and like the three people we were in contact with as well.
Yeah, exactly. So we drive up to the house, we park, we're a little bit early, probably like 5 minutes early. And it's funny because we walk up to the door, the three of us, and then we look at the time and we see that we're 5 minutes early and we're like, ooh, that's a little early. Yeah. Like, what if they're just getting their last things ready or whatever? So we're like, what if we just go for a walk around the block and we come back.
The cul-de-sac.
And we come back.
In four minutes.
And then we're like right on time. So we go and do that walk around, come back, knock on the door. And they're like, hey, we saw that you guys were here earlier. And we're like, oh, shoot. And, yeah, that's awkward.
We turn the corner and like the whole front room of the house is just a wall of windows. And they have a circle of chairs. And there's like 20 people sitting right in front of that window. And they could just see us doing a little lap around the cul-de-sac, wasting time.
This window overlooked the cul-de-sac. And you could see us. It was really... So we go in there. We're like, sorry. Hi. Yeah, we forgot something in the car or whatever we said.
And we're like trying to like squeeze our chairs into the circle.
Yeah, really awkward. Everyone was looking at us.
We didn't say a single thing the whole meeting. And then the next couple days later, we went to this live event to shoot it.
Yeah, the actual event that we're shooting. And I remember, so it was, I mean, we filmed it and they just wanted people walking around and filming stuff, which is all fine and dandy. The main thing that kind of happened, which really kind of screwed us, is that we recorded the audio, and what we were trying to do is get the audio that was coming out of the microphone they were talking into and put it into an audio recorder. And that entire thing got corrupted, which means that the entire thing had zero audio.
Well, it wasn't corrupted. You could still hear audio, but it was like, it was crackling at the same time. Because the connection might've been loose or something was wrong with when we didn't know any, we just plugged it in, hit record and hoped it worked. And so we listened to the audio after and it was like crackling as he was talking. It was basically unusable. And we were like, oh shoot. So, and then also they want us to go around after the big speech happened. they want us to go around and start interviewing people that were at this gathering, but they didn't give us any questions.
No prompts. So
they're like, okay, go walk around, ask some questions and see what you guys can find. And we're like,
did we not interview the mayor?
No, I don't think so.
Anyway, there was some,
he was there, but
there was some like
him.
City council members,
high up officials.
And we'd go up with like a boom mic and a camera and then just be like, why are you here?
Yeah, literally. We didn't know what to ask.
Like,
and then,
cause I know blah, blah. And we're like, thank you.
Move on. So that was really awkward. Just walking around.
I mean, thank goodness. This is one of our, like, count our lucky stars here. But the thing is we left that shoot and they never called us back to even edit the video. They never saw it. They never saw the audio or that anything was wrong.
We didn't get paid.
No. Nope.
But that doesn't matter because we screwed up royally.
Oh my gosh.
It was kind of good that they didn't call back and it was rather awkward. So, that was kind of interesting. Okay, here's a question that I like. Would you ever travel to LA, Vancouver, or Toronto for better opportunities? I would, if I had my choice of moving anywhere, it wouldn't be any of those three. It would be New York City.
Nice.
Yeah. I would hands down, like, I would just love to live in New York City and just see what it's like.
Definitely.
And go there for opportunity and especially if film
can,
and stuff.
If you can make it in New York City, you can make it anywhere.
Yeah, that's what they say. So,
yeah, for me, near future, I'd like to try, because I lived in Vancouver for a year, I'd like to try living in Vancouver some more. But yeah, New York's definitely.
Yeah.
And I'd like to try, like, some, have you heard of slow traveling?
What is slow traveling?
It's like what the YouTuber Nathaniel Drew does, where you like go, like he'll go to like Milan for like 2-3 months basically. And you easily get an apartment on a month by month basis.
Right.
And then you can kind of travel around the area of Milan in Italy, but you get like, it's a lot cheaper to stay for a long time. So I'd like to try that in Europe. That'd be really cool.
Actually, yeah. Some place in Europe would be nice, because you can go like in a train and go to like 3 different countries in a day.
Oh, easy. Yeah.
And it's just like, so nice. Here you have to drive 16 hours and you're still in the same province.
Yeah.
It's nothing crazy. For me, I would have to agree with New York City. Like, I think in the next 2, maybe 3 years, I might really push towards like, just go for it and try going to New York City and see what happens.
Yeah.
New York City would be my first choice. And then I think LA would be my second choice, just cause that'd be kind of interesting. I would like to live in LA just for like a year, if that, just to see what it's like, what all the hype is about.
Yeah.
Try
to become like an influencer.
Exactly. Yeah. I mean, the connections
you see if they got room at the Hype House.
Yeah.
I can film for you guys.
It would just be interesting to see what LA is like and see what like a classic like LA party is like and just kind of that stuff. Like,
I've just heard so much like negative toxic stuff about there.
I know.
But
the weather is nice.
The weather is always nice. And, you know, you got nice beaches and surfing and a lot of connections in LA too. So I would try it, but not for an extended period of time. That's for sure.
No, yeah.
Okay, so that I think is going to wrap up our kind of long form answers. And I think what we're going to do is we're going to do a rapid fire question and answer session here. So we're going to ask a question, answer it as quickly as possible, probably in like, hopefully in one sentence or less. I think that'd be pretty interesting to get through quite a few questions here.
I have one right away here.
Do you?
What is your favorite book?
I'm reading one right now called The American Kingpin, which is really good, about the Silk Road.
Nice, Stephen.
Yeah. I would have to say I read recently, I can't even think of the answer. God, I'm so bad at this.
Get there, Stephen.
It's just high pressure now.
The Hardy Boys.
No.
I don't want to sound like a total loser and say like a finance book, because I read, what is it? Wealthy Barber. That's a great, I would recommend that book. If you haven't read it, read it. And it'll kind of really open up your mind to financial independence.
Yeah.
I would go, for my creative people out there, I'd go Storyworthy. Really great book. Talks about the value of storytelling and how to tell a better story in general in any art form or any field.
Cool. Okay. How did you guys become friends?
School.
Yeah. Stephen and Tommy were in the same class. And then I just know Stephen really, really well.
You're pretty close.
We're pretty close. Would you rather have arms for fingers or fingers for arms?
Oh, what? Arms for, does that mean if I have arms for fingers?
Is there hands attached to that? Is it little like nubs off my hand that have little other hands? So I can like, I'd say arms for fingers.
I would say fingers for arms, I think.
Wait, fingers for arms.
So you'd have a giant nub. Like that's your two giant nubs off your body.
Yeah.
But then you'd have really long arms off your... Are they mini arms?
Are fingers for arms, does that
mean... This is not quick at all.
A meter long arms or like regular sized finger arms?
I don't know. There's no terms and conditions or...
If I could have six arms, sure. You know what? Five each.
How thick must a soup be in order for it to be a stew?
Gosh. What's a good gauge of thickness?
Well, I've always seen stew as being like, it has like the broth, but it has chunks in it.
I got it. You can eat it with a fork.
Yeah. Actually. Oh, that's good. Yeah. Cause there's chunks in stew. I'd say.
Okay, yeah.
That's a good idea. Oh, here's one. If you had 1 hour or if you had 5 minutes to prepare for a 1 hour presentation on anything you would like, what would you talk about?
I would talk about social media and the social media ecosystem, like YouTube, Instagram, just social media in general, because I could talk about, you could talk about like vlogging. You could talk about like David Dobrik kind of in like
why it works and how it works.
Yeah. Why it works and how it works. And basically how to go big on YouTube. And like, I don't know, just social media in general would be my topic.
I would give a seminar on the basics of Premiere Pro. Go on that all day.
Oh yeah. For that's an hour, a fantastic idea.
Just dive into it.
I would see something along social media, cause that's just kind of like what I know. I would say
I mean, I could talk about,
you could do FPV.
Oh yes. That's a great idea. How to build I would do basically an audio version of how to build an FPV drone. That would take an hour
all day.
Whose idea was it to start TMS? Tommy's initially,
I guess mine.
Well, Tommy was the one who wanted to make the initial video.
Yeah. Yeah. So. I don't know if I had the one for the channel, but I wanted to make the video first. So
yeah. DJI FPV or Air 2?
Air 2.
Mavic Air 2. Oh, I would say Air 2. Yeah. Yeah. I'm not recommending the DJI FPV.
No. What country do you most want to travel to?
I would say I would like to go somewhere tropical after this whole COVID thing is done, because we've done some traveling in the past, and it's always been like the most rugged, most intense traveling ever. Ugh. I would love to just go somewhere that's tropical and just kind of
south of France is where I would go.
South of France nice would be cool. Choice. Like even Philippines, like Bali area would be really dope.
Bora Bora.
Anything tropical, I am down.
Nice.
What about you, Tony?
Anything tropical. I'd really like to do maybe like Tokyo. That'd be really sweet.
That would be good.
Something like that. Never been to Asia, so.
Pickles or oranges?
Oh, what?
A pickle or an orange? Which one would you choose? I'd say orange.
An orange. Pickles are good too. I'm not knocking.
I know
pickles.
Some people absolutely.
Is this with like
a
dinner? Because if it's with a dinner, I'm going pickle. But if it's like a snack, I'll go an orange.
Okay. Good call. Nice hybrid answer there.
Thank you. The only way to do it.
The most daring shot you guys have ever got. I would say flying the Mavic Air through a house was probably one of the most daring shots.
Yeah, that's what about good. What about when you went behind Christina Waterfall?
No, that's
okay. It's Steven's good enough.
Steven's whatever.
That's easy. Behind a waterfall, no.
One of the shots that we never have actually posted anywhere because it wasn't actually a good shot, but the circumstances were crazy. Is me and Mitchell were out northern BC. We have some family who has a cabin out in the remote wilderness. And there's a stream, and there was a log that was crossing the stream, and there's this tiny little hole. Oh, and Mitchell, when we first got the Mavic Air and we wanted to do precision flying shots, Mitchell wanted to basically fly the drone through this tiny little hole.
Oh my gosh.
Honestly, I don't know how we didn't sink the drone into the water, but it was honestly a one and a half feet by like 2 feet wide. It was a tiny hole, and he was trying to do it from like 10 or 20 meters back.
Yeah.
And it wasn't my smartest move.
Would you go for it now, given your
I would go for it skills? Now, but not with a Mavic Air 2. I'd go for it with like an FPV drone, like a CineWhoop or something.
Okay.
Yeah, definitely. Exactly. Small. But I remember Mitchell did it once, but it was a kind of a shaky run through. And I was like, no, we're not doing this. It's not worth it. Like it's the risk to reward ratio for how good the shot's going to be versus the risk you're putting the drone at is just not there.
Yeah.
Who was born first? Well, Steven and I are older than Tommy.
Yes.
And out of Steven and I was born first.
That is to be debated, but I will probably just let you have this one. Okay.
See, there we go. I was born first. So it goes Mitchell, Steven, then Tommy for oldest to youngest.
Bringing up like 6 months later.
Yeah. Where do you see yourself in 10 years? Good question.
In 10 years?
That's a long time away. I'd be 30, 31. Wow.
I would hope somewhere other than in Kelowna.
Yeah,
I would hope.
Not here.
Not living at home still.
10 years? I'd like to have some success in the film industry on some level.
Yeah.
Make something that I'm really proud of. I'm not sure.
Yeah. Yeah. I would like to have some sort of, like, even financial success by then would be kind of nice. Yeah,
stability.
Yeah. Not live like you have like no money, but actually have a bit of wealth behind you.
Yeah, that's too far for me. I can't think that far out.
When's your next video editing contest? It's coming soon. Please be patient.
Nice.
Yes. Okay, last question here. What music are you currently listening to?
I would have to say one of my all-time favorites is AJR.
Yes.
Burn the House Down by AJR. Fantastic song.
I would go the entire Igor album by Tyler, the Creator. Absolutely phenomenal. Ordered it on vinyl.
Yeah. Do you have a record player?
I don't. I got that. I got Igor and I got What Could Possibly Go Wrong by Dominic Fite.
So you're just going to look vinyl. At them or something?
Well, I'm going to put them on my wall and then invest in a record player later.
Right.
But my friend who has a record player said I could make sure they work on it.
Yeah. When did Igor come out?
2019.
Okay.
Oscar won the Grammy.
Okay. Yeah.
Best.
I would say music I'm currently listening to is, podcasts. Listen to a lot of podcasts nice. Recently. I haven't been listening to a lot of music. I'm a big fan of Post Malone. So that's kind of cool. And yeah, I think that's pretty much it. So
that's it. Those were pretty rapid fire.
Yeah, I would say so. Some of them were a little considering less rapid fire.
Our normal answers are like 15 minutes long.
Yeah, so. literally. Okay, so I hope you guys enjoyed this little Q&A. If you guys want to see one in the future, let us know. Maybe DM us on Instagram and say, hey, I loved the Q&A on the podcast. Also, if you want to participate in the next one, oftentimes we ask you questions on our Instagram stories, so you can ask us questions there. Also, there is, again, the voice message feature, so you can leave us a question there and we can try to get to it. And other than that, I hope you guys enjoyed. Make sure you follow us on all of our socials at TMS Productions or TMS Productions _, depending on where you are. And we'll see you guys in another episode.
Excellent ending there, Mitchell.
Yeah, nice. Thank you.
Nailed it.
See you guys.
Bye.